Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, the three largest political parties will hold their first parliamentary meetings today following an election which threw up a fairly confounding picture when it comes to forming the government of the 34th Dáil. While the party leaders all claim that they made considerable gains, getting down to brass tacks is already proving to be a slow process. And joining me in the studio now to discuss this is Louise O'Reilly, Sinn Féin TD for Dublin Fingal West, and Senator Michael McDougall, former Taoiseach, of course, and Justice Minister. And we're joined on the line by Paul Gogarty, who's an independent TD now for Dublin Midwest, and to our two newly elected TDs, congratulations to you both. But Michael, I do want to come to you first and your piece in the Irish Times, because you're writing about the parity of esteem issue today between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. But surely the real moral injustice here is that the party who came second, represented by Louise beside you, is being completely left out of the picture.
Well, I don't really think so. I mean, you know, the system is that like-minded parties should form a government if they can. And the two biggest parties who are like-minded at the moment are Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
But let's look at where Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil come from. I mean, they both share a Republican aim and background.
If you really go back to the origins of the state, if you want to do that, the most Republican people were the likes of Mulcahy and Collins. I mean, I think that's a rather academic view of the matter. Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil don't agree on many, many issues. And the differences, as I said in the Irish Times article today, I came from a Fine Gael family background myself. I was involved in Fine Gael. I served for 8 years at cabinet with Fianna Fáil ministers, both as Attorney General and as Minister and as Taoiseach. And there isn't a huge difference between them. And the truth is that despite what some party adherents on both sides might believe, they have far more in common than they have that separates them.
And you think that, you know, I mean, forget about the background now and the heritage of the parties. But on the seat numbers alone, you have the party that came second being ignored.
But that is that's, we're not in some kind of d'Hondt system in Northern Ireland. We're not in a non-party political Dáil. We're in a situation where a majority in the Dáil runs the country, and whether it's the old situation where Fianna Fáil and a much smaller Progressive Democrats do it, or where it's you could make the same point, why were the Progressive Democrats in coalition with Fianna Fáil when Fine Gael had more seats than them? That really is...
So it all comes down to policy for you, and there is no imperative there. If the electorate says, well, we want 39 of these people in here, that the system then would say, well, they're not going to be in power.
No, there's absolutely no basis for thinking that because you have the second largest number of seats, you are somehow morally entitled to be in government in preference to a party with less seats.
Well, Louise, what's your view on that? Because I remember back in 2020, Sinn Féin said this very regularly, that you were being ignored, left out, despite the wishes of the people. Now, I don't really hear you saying that so much this time.
Well, I think nobody's talking about having a moral entitlement to be in government at all. Not us, not anybody. But I do think, you know, it's very, very clear Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have the numbers. Micheál Martin seems absolutely intent on bringing Fine Gael in as a junior partner, and we'll get to have the chat about the parity of esteem, I'd say in a wee while. But, you know, and for some people, it's, you know, it's a bit of a fait accompli, which I'm, you know, informed is French for a ready up. You know, it's a foregone conclusion, etc. But it's up to Micheál Martin. He is in the driving seat. If he wishes to bring in Fine Gael as his junior partner, if he wishes to put them back into government, that's in his gift.
Do you want to be part of a government with Fianna Fáil?
We want to be in government, and we made that very, very clear at the election. We went out to the people, we rapped on doors. I did it in my own constituency. constituency in Fingal West.
But the question is, do you want to be in government with Fianna Fáil?
We want to be in government. We want to be in a progressive government. We want to be in a government that will deliver for people. We don't believe that more of the same is going to encourage our young people to stay here.
You're accusing Micheál Martin of bringing in Fine Gael as a junior partner, and yet you're not saying to me that you'd be open to a conversation with Micheál Martin.
It's not an accusation, Claire. It is what is happening. Micheál Martin is in the driving seat. His party returned from the election with the most seats. So the person who is in the driving seat, by all indications, has indicated that what he wants is to bring Fine Gael in as his junior partner. Mm-hmm. Now, what we will do in the next days and weeks is we will talk to those parties on the left. So one thing that is different from this election to the last election is that there is now a significant bloc.
But not enough.
More than 62, 63
seats. But not enough. And there is an opportunity for you to be in government. But you're saying, I don't want to talk to Micheál Martin about this.
To form a significant bloc. So in the first instance, what we will do is we will speak to those parties. And that's the work that we'll do. And this afternoon, our parliamentary party, bigger than it has ever been, will meet in Leinster House. And I'm really looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to seeing former councillor Anne Graves, now Deputy Anne Graves, taking her seat in the Dáil alongside myself, Natasha Newsome-Drennan.
But you've accepted that you're going to be in opposition for five more years.
What we are doing at the moment, there's no government formed. So there's no government formed, Claire. There's no opposition. What we're doing at the moment is we have reached out to those parties on the left, and we are going to have a discussion with them about how we best advance the programme for change, because all of those parties went to the people on the basis of delivering change for the people of this state. We did as well. So we want to talk to those parties, and we have not ruled anything in or out. And before the election, we were very, very clear, and I said it in this studio and many other studios, we will talk to everybody. That remains our position. And in the first instance, the people we are talking to are in the Labour Party, the Social Democrats, and then broadly to the other left-wing groupings in the Dáil.
OK, you've been writing about the Party of Esteem issue, Michael, as well this morning, and you say that's a big ask from Fine Gael.
Well, I think two things. I made the point clear that there was no talk about parity of esteem when they thought they had a substantial lead over Fianna Fáil in the opinion polls. And suddenly you hear from Fine Gael sources quoted in the papers that parity of esteem is now a red line for them. The reality is that the two biggest parties in the next government are going to have to sort out between themselves where to the extent to which they accord each other equality, or the extent to which the fact that the Fianna Fáil party is 10 more seats than Fine Gael, that is reflected in the distribution of ministerial seats. And they're going to have to, if they want to secure the support of like-minded independents, they're going to have to work out whether it is necessary or desirable to offer some of those independents some ministerial presence as well. So those are issues which do have to be thrashed out. Mm-hmm. And
is thrashed out the right language, though? I think it was Vincent Brown who said that this could be done by Tuesday. I mean, these parties know each other very well. They know what their priorities are. You know, they've done it before.
But it could be. I mean, I'm surprised that Micheál Martin is saying that he doesn't see a government being formed before Christmas, because, you know, in times past, these decisions were made very rapidly. I mean, on the occasion, for instance, that I became Minister for Justice, Mary Harney and Bertie Ahern negotiated a government in very rapid order. So, I mean, these things can happen very quickly. But, I mean, if people are going to wrangle about issues such as how many ministers each party gets, and if that turns into a really kind of intractable row between them, there could be delays. But okay. And then there's the issue of the rotating Taoiseach. Is that dead now, or is that to remain on the table?
Mm. Well, there were reports unattributed from Fine Gael this morning. You know, if Fianna Fáil don't agree to this, what are they going to do? Talk to Sinn Féin. I mean, that is the negotiating power that they have.
Well, I mean, the idea of Fine Gael and Sinn Féin having a chat together is
no, but Fine Gael are saying if Fianna Fáil don't do the rotating Taoiseach work, what are Fianna Fáil going to do? What are their options?
Well, I mean, that's we live in the real world, and I'm just saying to you, there's a lot of posturing, throwing shapes, saying this is a red line issue for me, and there must be this and there must be that. A whole series of compromises have to be worked out, and they can be worked out as soon as political realities are understood. And what I was saying in the Irish Times today was that it was, you know, they talked about parity of esteem, and I said it's the charity of amnesia. You know, 2 weeks ago they were saying the precise opposite. They were not guaranteeing Micheál Martin, when they thought he was going to be the junior partner, anything by way of rotating Taoiseach or parity of esteem. So it's let's be clear about this. People's red lines change very much based on political realities as the ballot box determines them.
Let's bring in Paul Gogarty here now. Paul, good morning to you, and thanks for being with us this morning. You're an independent TD now for Dublin Midwest. I mean, you have a track record in government as a former member of the Green Party. Has anyone been in touch with you to see if you're interested in going in this time?
So far, Claire, I can absolutely say no. Mm-hmm. The only discussions I've had is regarding the formation of technical groups to allow for speaking time in the next Dáil. Obviously, from where I'm seeing it, I think Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, if they're looking to get over the line, they're looking at the likes of Sean Canny, Kevin Boxer-Moore and Noel Grealish, support outside from the Healy Rays and Michael Larry. That's the simplest equation in terms of getting them over the line. It mightn't make for a particularly radical or reformative government, but they're purely looking at the numbers and the need at this stage.
Right. You haven't been contacted, but I'm just interested to hear who you have been speaking to about aligning with in terms of speaking time. What groups have you been talking to on that front?
I'm not going to say that at the moment, Claire. I think it would be quite unfair because a lot of the groupings depend very much, for example, on who sides with who becomes Cairn Corps. There's a lot of things like that. But let's just say I'm happy to go in with like-minded independents or people who are reasonably progressive. I'm not going to go in with people who are denying that climate change exists, for example.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so some TDs then have taken it upon themselves to contact Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. You haven't done that. So have you made a decision that government is not for you this time?
No, absolutely. I that's not the case. I was in a government with the Green Party, Fianna Fáil and the PDs in the 2007 to 2011 period. I did kick up a stink and get education cuts reversed, but I pressed every button and made every unpopular decision in the national interest. So obviously I see being in government as something that is morally and politically preferable to being in opposition. But I'm just speaking to the reality of the situation that if Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael can get compliant independents who don't have any real long-term vision for the future of the country, who aren't particularly looking at the climate crisis or the housing crisis, they will do so. I have to also say, just at this point, some of my vote was damaged during the election because of people saying, well, independents, they have no influence. Independents don't really stand for anything. But I would turn to the likes of the Social Democrats, who got a resounding mandate from the electorate, but they're not willing to go in. If you have discussions with different parties, you obviously have to compromise. The mythical left purity is never going to happen for the next 5-10 years. If you want to implement policies, you have to be serious about talking, negotiating and getting what you can on the basis of numbers.
Yeah, Sinn Féin was amongst those who said that about the independents, weren't they? They weren't alone.
Oh, no. It came from the Green Party. It came from Sinn Féin. It came from the Social Democrats. Obviously, there was a little bit of a squeeze on some of the independents in the election. I've worked with independents at local level. I've been involved with the Independent Alliance before, where you do have a strong group of independents working together. It can be quite successful. But what I'm saying is there's no point in political parties posturing, saying, oh, yes, we'll go into government as part of a left bloc to create radical change. The people voted for stability, whether we like it or not. They may have been scared by the Trump presidency. They may see those corporate receipts slipping away and they just want a steady hand.
So people didn't vote for the left alliance. That's what you're saying.
They voted.
They voted for the same again.
Pretty much. Like Sinn Féin did see the little increase. The Social Democrats had a bit of a surge. There was an increase in the left side, as Louise said, but at the same time, it wasn't significant enough. And the question to ask for those groupings is, are you going to wait to get all of your policies implemented? Meanwhile, we're going to have another 5 years of very stale government that isn't going to take climate change and the housing crisis seriously.
Louise?
Well, I think, and congratulations, Paul. I think the the key point for those of us who are on the left in the parliament is to talk to other like-minded independents, groups and parties. And that is what we are going to do. It is by no means a foregone conclusion. We've already said, you know, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael do have the numbers to more or less form a government. But that's a matter for Micheál Martin. If he wants to bring Fine Gael in, and we know going into this election, Fine Gael had very, very high expectations. Their party leader was talking about renewing his mandate to be Taoiseach and all of that. They had massively high expectations. They did not deliver. They lost a number of seats and indeed they failed to meet their own fairly high targets. So off
Louise,
the back
I'm
of
just,
that...
I'm just fascinated. Claire,
would you just let me finish? Off the back
Sorry,
of that,
Louise,
it is up to Micheál Martin to make that decision. If he
but
wishes
you keep
to bring
saying
them
these
in as
about
a junior coalition partner,
yeah,
well, then
that's the line
that.
I want to talk to you about. You've said that a number of times and we've heard it from some of your colleagues as well. You've more seats than Fine Gael. Why aren't you banging the table saying, Fianna Fáil, come and get us. Our door is open.
What we're doing is what I have laid out already, which is we are talking to those parties on the left within the parliament. And it would be foolish of anyone to dismiss a grouping that has more than 63 seats within the Dáil. And we will talk to them. We have meetings set up in the next couple of days. And we'll have those discussions.
Okay.
And on the basis of those discussions...
Forgive me for interrupting you. You've more seats than Fine Gael. You would have more influence over this government's policy, arguably, than Fine Gael would have going in there.
As I have said, Micheál Martin is the man who has the most seats, so therefore he is in the driving seat. All of the indications are that what he intends to do is to put the previous coalition back in place with Fine Gael as junior partners, and that is what he wants to do, in my opinion, and I believe in the opinion of the people who voted for me in Fingal West, and thanks to all of them. That is not what they want.
So you don't want to be in government. You don't want to be in government this time.
I've been very, very clear in the run-up to the election, all through the election and in the period post-election. We do want to be in government. We want to be able to deliver on the change agenda. We don't believe that five more years of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael is what is needed here. We certainly don't believe that that's going to address the issues in housing, health, childcare, etc. However, we have to be realists, and we know the numbers exist for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. If that's what Micheál Martin wants to do, what we are going to do is talk to those parties on the left within the Dáil, and we are going to begin those discussions tomorrow. We're meeting with the Social Democrats. That's been very well publicised. And in advance of that, our parliamentary party is going to meet today. Our new TDs are going to have a chance to meet other people.
And you've said that. Well, what
from
is
the party?
What is the aim of meeting with the parties on the left? What do you hope to achieve?
Well, what we want to do is we want to have a discussion with them, just to see at this stage, a very preliminary discussion to see where people are at. We want to look at what the possibilities will be in terms of work we can do together in the coming days, months and weeks. But again, these are initial conversations. We have only just had the result. But Claire, I've been very clear with you. We want to be in government. We wanted that before we went into the election.
Yeah, it's just, I don't understand why coming together, because you don't have the numbers on the left.
Micheál Martin is in the driving seat, but there is a significant number on the left, Claire.
Would you be talking about a minority government if you were to go down that road?
More than 63 seats are occupied by people within the Dáil who are either in a party or as an independent would be on the left. That is a significant block. And as the largest party within that block, our party president, Mary Lou MacDonald, has written to the leaders of the Social Democrats and the Labour Party. And we will start to have discussions with them and meetings with them, which I think, you know, nobody should be surprised at. It is entirely appropriate that we would do that.
Michael, what do you want to say?
Louise is a very skilled debater, and she's very skilled at not answering the question. I'm not being rude at all, Louise. You're saying you're being very clear, but you're not being very clear. The truth is that you're talking about 63 left seats. There is more than 100 other seats in the Dáil that you're not talking to. And the reason is that you are not going to be in government, and that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are going to be in government. And it's the terms on which that government is established. That's the only show that's in town. Now, you can have your parliamentary party meeting today. You can start talking to the Social Democrats, to Labour, to People Before Profit. But the fundamental political arithmetic is not going to change. And that is that if there are 63 left-wing seats that you're saying exist, there is more than 100 who are not in that category, and they are not going to allow you into government.
See that phrase there, Michael? They are not going to allow you into government.
Yeah.
That do you not think that's like a small, not that you're being disrespectful, but do you not think that attitude is just a small bit disrespectful to the people who did vote for change? I think we owe it to them to have the discussions that we're going to have. And I think we owe it to those people who think it would be a disaster to have 5 more years of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. We owe it to them to explore every option. And I think that we should do that. And that is what we are going to do.
It's not in the slightest bit disrespectful to say that the 100 plus TDs who do not want a Sinn Féin-led government should have their wishes respected as well. That's respect. And I think also respect to the listeners is due. You're talking about having a meeting with 63 people who are roughly a third of the Dáil. And the simple fact is that a third in a state, we're not in Northern Ireland now, we're in the Republic, and the majority rules, and the majority speaks through the ballot box, and a minority is not going to form the next government.
Okay, sorry, like, I just want to address that very briefly, because we're not actually here to discuss the North, but just to be very, 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 very clear with you, Michelle O'Neill is the First Minister in the North because Sinn Féin is the largest party. So with the greatest respect to you, we do understand how majorities and numbers work, all right?
And
there is a significant block within the Dáil, a larger block than ever before, of parties and independents and groupings of the left, and we are going to talk to them. And I think that is what people want us to do, and that is what we are going to do.
Will you be talking to Paul Gogarty?
We have said we'll reach out right across the spectrum, but in the first instance, what we're going to do is talk to the Labour Party and to the Social Democrats.
Paul, would you be up for that?
Well, absolutely. I would talk to Sinn Féin, Social Democrats, Labour, Greens in terms of a very cohesive opposition that would hold the government to account. In terms of the numbers, though, I just want to come back to what Louise said about Micheál Martin being in the driving seat. Obviously, the numbers show that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are in the driving seat. Mm. But historically, we've had the second and third largest parties in government forming a coalition instead of the largest party, which used to be Fianna Fáil. So there is a case where other combinations could be formed. And I'm not going to, you know, try and in the insides of my mind work out what the Sinn Féin or Corridor and the TDs are going to come up with. But I definitely think if you are looking for some sort of change, a Fianna Fáil Sinn Féin coalition where people compromise on some of what they're looking for in order to have some form of transformative government, that would be absolutely a different type of movement within the lifetime of this Dáil. It may not happen because of the numbers, because of Micheál Martin's statement that he wouldn't go in Sinn Féin. But I think Mary Lou is in the driving seat here. She should absolutely and categorically say Sinn Féin wants to be in government. We will talk with Fianna Fáil if necessary, because we want to implement policies rather than shout from the side of the ditch. I think there's an onus in all political parties to try and be in government at all times.
Yeah, Louise, that's what I'm getting at. That's what you're not saying today.
But what I am saying, Claire, is that we will start the discussions. Before we went into
the election. But you've such a strong mandate, you know, to go to Fianna Fáil with that line.
And now, after the election, we have made it very clear that we will talk to everybody. That has been our position, and that has not changed. Mary Lou outlined that. I've outlined it. Ona Brin's outlined it. Piers Doherty's outlined it. All of us, whenever a microphone was put in front of us, were very, very clear in the run into the election, during the election, and now post the election, we will talk to absolutely everybody. So we have to start somewhere. And we are starting by having meetings with the Social Democrats and with the Labour Party.
All right, listen, we'll leave it there. Thank you all for coming and for joining us. Paul Gogarty on the line, Michael McDool and Louise O'Reilly. We'll take a break back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.